and the Yankees were lifeless. Literally listless, lifeless. The most exciting thing at Yankee Stadium tonight was the George Costanza bobbleheads. It's a Peter Pocket. Which I got to give credit for people standing out in the rain. I mean, that's a commitment. That's commitment. But I can't blame you. I mean, Seinfeld is one of my favorite shows of all time, and it's a sweet bobblehead. I'm not a big bobblehead person. I think the only bobblehead that I have was given to me by somebody. I'm not someone that goes and seeks bobbleheads. But if you do like bobbleheads, this is a great one, the Costanza bobblehead. And by the way, if you got one tonight, hit me up at 888-808-1019. Well, yeah, it was the most exciting thing at the park. I mean, you could have got an eggplant calzone. They were selling them. You could have got a Costanza bobblehead. But as far as the team on the field, it was atrocious, horrible, and not exactly the way you want to go into the biggest series of the season. And that can't be stated enough. The Red Sox coming into town, they have righted the ship after that incredible heater that they were on, which basically started with the sweeping of the Yankees in Boston, and then the Red Sox hit the skid, and then all of a sudden they have kind of gotten themselves back to where they need to be, and they are riding pretty high coming into Yankee Stadium. Whereas the Yankees, they lose 2 out of 3 to an average Houston team. I mean, this is not your older brother's Astros. They are an okay team. I mean, I think on certain nights, they are not very good at all. I mean, they're in first place, but they're in the worst division in all of baseball. They are in the NFC South of baseball, where you could finish under 500 and still win your division. Yeah, there's some star power here and there, and Alvarez, a hater, and Altuve, by name, at least, is star power. He's not the same player he used to be. Christian Walker is really good, although I wouldn't call him a star necessarily. But this is an average Astro team, and the Yankees' bats just went nowhere tonight. Lifeless, to say the least. Now, we'll get into Lombard a lot throughout the night here, but I said this yesterday after the game. I said the Yankees should give George Lombard Jr. a day off. And Boone was asked about it after the game, and whoever asked that, I appreciate you for listening to my show. Thank you. Lombard needed a night off because, and it played out exactly the way I said it could, if you throw Lombard out there again and he makes another error, which is now 6 in 6 games, you now create a situation where it has snowballed to the point where you go to this Red Sox series, the biggest series of the year, where you need your shortstop mentally in the game, and you now have a situation where I think the shortstop is, for the moment, mentally broken, at least in the field. I know I had the triple tonight, but, I mean, he's on a streak here that you rarely see. I mean, 6 errors in 6 games, and it now becomes an even bigger conversation. You know, Yankees, Red Sox always takes center stage. Even if, now this year's it's different, but even in the last couple years or so where maybe the Red Sox were down a little bit and the rivalry lost a little bit of the juice, but when both teams are good, which both teams are, Yankees, Red Sox always takes center stage. And everything surrounding Yankees, Red Sox becomes an even bigger story. And the biggest story, I mean, you can give me all the, unless the Yankees, and this would be smart, by the way, unless they come out tomorrow and say, Aaron Judge is returning on said date. That would be smart, by the way. If they have the date in mind, which I don't think they do, now would be a good time to reveal it. Much like they brought up George Lombard Jr. right after the trade deadline, which was an underwhelming trade deadline. I mean, coincidence? I don't think so. Outside of that, the biggest story going into tomorrow night's game, you'll hear it a lot tonight, you'll hear it all morning here on The Fan, you'll hear it throughout the midday, afternoon, when Boone meets the media tomorrow, it's all going to be about George Lombard Jr. and this error streak that he's on. Is it the yips? Is it a bump in the road? I tend to think it's a bump in the road. I don't think it's the yips, but I do think it is a bump in the road, and rookies go through this. Heck, Francisco Lindor went through this year, and you're talking about a perennial all-star guy that could have been the MVP of the National League a couple years ago, one of the best at his position of his generation, certainly a guy that is excellent in the field, and Lindor himself was making errors and mistakes in the field that was just unexplainable, and he's been in the big leagues forever. So if people go through it, it's not unique to George Lombard Jr. But what's different about the situation with Lindor and Lombard is Lombard's a young player. And this is his first taste of the big leagues. He is in a situation where I still think it's a delicate spot. And the last thing you want to do is ruin him. I'm not talking about long term, but you can ruin him short term. It hasn't happened yet that he's gotten booed, but I'm telling you right now, the boos are coming. The boos are coming. The only reason he hasn't gotten booed is because he replaced Anthony Volpe. That's it. If George Lombard Jr. did not replace Anthony Volpe, he would have gotten booed by now. But because there were so many against Volpe, understandably so, but because of that, now everybody's going to bite their tongue a little bit because it would be ridiculous a couple of weeks in after you wanted Volpe out of here and you got your wish to then boo George Lombard Jr. But one more error, it's happening. It's happening because there's only so long that New Yorkers are going to hold their tongue, right? Anytime you're in traffic, you're just waiting for a horn to be honked. You just know it's a matter of time. Somebody's going to be the first to do it. And I've always said it, the horn or booing, it is the I'm pissed off button. That's it. I'm ticked off, I'm annoyed, I'm going to honk my horn. Because let's be honest, when you're sitting there in traffic honking, now that you honked your horn, I think I'll start driving my car. You know, why didn't you say that in the first place? If you had honked your horn an hour and a half ago, maybe the Belt Parkway would have moved for the first time in 100 years during rush hour. Honking your horn does nothing. Booing does nothing. But in this town, in this city, in this state, in this tri-state area, it's a form of communication. We communicate sometimes through honking, and we communicate through booing. And the boos are coming if Lombard doesn't turn this around. And I said it last night, he can't commit an error in the clubhouse. At least I don't think so. I suppose somebody could throw him a lollipop and he could drop it, but it wouldn't be an official error on his record. And then Boone, like I said, was asked about it after the game, if a day off would do Lombard good, and Boone says, I don't think so. You don't think so? So what are you going to do? You're just going to keep throwing him out there? And let's go for 7 tomorrow. Let's go for 8. You got a doubleheader on Saturday. Why don't we commit 4 errors in the doubleheader? Why would you do that? They did the same thing with Volpe. Now they're going to commit the same mistake with Lombard. And that is, he is starting to get under that microscope. He's gotten a pass so far, but that pass is only going to get him so far. Especially Yankees, Red Sox, because people are going to be gassed up for this series. And the Red Sox are going to walk into Yankee Stadium with no fear. They're not going to bat an eyelash. They can pitch. They have been red hot for months. They're a confident bunch, and they smell blood because they're right there, only a couple games back of the Yankees. I just think that the night off for Lombard tonight would have done him a lot of good. And I played it out the way it ended up playing out was if he commits another error, it's going to continue to snowball, and it's going to be the biggest story going into this series against the Red Sox. Your number one prospect that you brought up here that many viewed as the savior, and maybe a bunch of people put the cart before the horse, which we are all guilty of doing when it comes to young players. It happens constantly, whether the NFL or hockey or baseball or basketball. We all do it. We're all guilty of it. But now to see this, which is all mental. I mean, none of this is physical. The guy that we saw a couple weeks ago when Lombard first got called up making those great defensive plays, including the first ball that was ever hit to him in his big league career, that is the real George Lombard Jr. This, what we're seeing now, is a young kid that is mentally frazzled. And I'm sorry, if you think benching him, that's harsh. If you think giving him a day off, scratch benching from the record, because it wouldn't be a benching. It would be a day off. If giving him a day off breaks him mentally, well, I'm sorry, then he is not ready for this stage. Because I got news for you. You'd be wishing you were sitting there getting a night off instead of getting booed, because that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. It might not be everybody, but you know someone is going to boo him. Why you would put him in that situation is just beyond me. It's beyond me. It makes no sense. It starts to become malpractice. Just give him a day off. Let him clear his thoughts. Let it not be about him for a day. Because that's what it's all going to be about tomorrow and tonight and throughout until we get to first pitch. Because yes, it is Yankees Red Sox, and everything is elevated when it's Yankees Red Sox. Everything is under a microscope. Emotions run super high. Not only with the players, but with the fans. People are walking into that building tomorrow night, gassed up, on edge. And they're not going to want to see Lombard boot another ball. So that's why giving him a night off, if you had given it to him, heck, I'd even give it to him on Friday. I mean, at some point, you got to give him one. At some point, he needs one. And I think last night or tonight, however you want to look at it, was the night to do it. And yet Aaron Boone did not do that. And then when asked about it after the game, hey, you think giving Lombard a day off would do him some good? And Boone goes, no, I don't think so. You don't? Okay. I get it. We're not allowed to say anything negative about any of the players. We're not allowed to say it's everything has to, we have to treat it like it's nursery school. I totally understand that, but come on. You don't think it would do him any good? He's got 6 errors in 6 straight games. If not now for a day off, when? He'll work his way through it. Yeah, he will work his way through it. But to me, I'm also looking to kind of shield him from the mob and shield him from the natives who are going to get restless if they see Lombard boot another baseball.